Hey, it's Bikescape number 32, October 23rd, 2005. Oh, hello there, Bikescapers. It's time for another week of Bikescape. You may have noticed a few podcasts ago I might have mentioned in passing that I work in a print shop. I'm a pre-press operator in a print shop, and it's a collective print shop. We're a cooperative business. We don't have any bosses. We have a what we call a democratic workplace, and it's a pretty cool place to work. We work really hard, and sometimes a little too hard, but we produce a great product, and we do it without any bosses. We own the whole shebang. We're all owners. And we'd like to support other businesses of the same sort. And one of our the people that come by to make deliveries for us out in Berkeley, California here is Pedal Express. They're also a collective cooperative business. Two words, collective and cooperative, kind of interchangeable depending on who you're talking to. And they are able to, they're bike messengers, but they're unusual in, well, in fact that they're a collective company for one thing. They've been around for 11 years now. When you think of messengers, what words come to mind? You know, daredevil, scofflaw, the things that you see in the newspaper that always characterize messengers. You see an image of a guy with, like, things stuck in his skin and whatever. Nothing wrong with that. I don't want to say anything bad about, you know, the image of messengers, but these messengers here in Berkeley are a little different. They ride very different kinds of bikes. They have their own. They have a uniform. They don't look geeky in uniform, but they have a very smart looking uniform. They wear these red jackets. I think they have red jerseys. They wear black pants, and they ride these nice bikes. And one of the things that they're really good at is hauling huge loads. They have a big library of various different kinds of work bikes that carry huge loads, and they operate out of the Baycat, the B-Cat, I guess it's pronounced. Is that right, Joe? Yeah, my friend Joe's here. He's a common person you'll see over there at the B-Cat. But he, the thing about the B-Cat is they have several of these businesses like this, and one of them is Pedal Express. So I went by to see if I could get some insight into what it's like to work there, make a living from bicycling, and what their mission is and how they do things. So I went into the B-Cat, and there was a guy named Mike. Mike Cobb was working on, he was welding an attachment, the whole thing on the one of these big long-haul bikes, the thing that holds the rack was coming loose, and he was welding it back into place, and thought this is a good opportunity, so I'm going to say hi to him right now. Won't you join me?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sid.
Let's try this one here.
So yeah, Mike Cobb, I'm a welder and fabricator. I work in the B-Cat.
Yeah, so we're in this big space, the B-Cat, and there's several businesses going on here, all different.
Yeah, the B-Cat is the Berkeley Center for Appropriate Transport. So it's a coalition of bicycle-oriented organizations trying to work synergistically to get more bicycles on the road. So the four organizations are Pedal Express, which is a local non-motorized cargo courier, Bicycle Friendly Berkeley Coalition, which is the advocacy group that is responsible for making bicycling so easy in Berkeley. There's Extra Cycle Access Foundation, and that's a group dedicated to bringing more cargo bikes to the developing world. And then there's the Fab Lab, and the Fab Lab is a fabrication shop that is equipped to make components and bicycles that don't exist but need to exist to sort of increase practical cycling in this country.
As I came in, speaking of bicycles that you don't see very many of, you were welding on this, you were fixing this old cargo bike.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bike is this?
This is a long haul. It's a cargo bike that's part of the Pedal Express fleet, and it has a payload rating of 200 pounds. And it's been on the road for about 2.5 years now, and it's broken in a couple places. So I'm welding it up with the tools that we have in the Fab Lab. So it was, it's actually the update of an old Dutch design called the Long John that carries 200 pounds between the wheels in front of the handlebars, nice and low. It's a great design that was reworked by a guy named Jan van der Tijn up in Eugene at our sister organization called the Eugene CAT, the Eugene Center for Appropriate Transport. So Jan designed all five of the cargo bikes that Pedal Express uses currently in Berkeley.
And what are the other bikes?
The other bikes there are two other long hauls, one of which has a fiberglass container that keeps cargo free of rain and other weather elements.
Yeah, it looks like a big refrigerator.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a big refrigerator. It's food compatible. So you could carry 200 pounds worth of catering or...
Is it insulated too?
It's not actually insulated. There is an insulated version available, but Pedal Express doesn't have that. Then there's a 100-pound payload bike called the Express, and it looks like a mountain bike with a small front wheel and then a large fiberglass container above the front wheel. And then going to the larger loads, Pedal Express has what's called the Tri-Hauler. That's a three-wheel recumbent position truck, basically, and it has a payload rating of 1/3 ton, so that's 666 pounds. And then there's a collection of trailers from small to large that can be added to any of these vehicles. So it's a big modular collection of equipment that optimizes human power to deliver large loads.
So you could add a trailer to one of these long hauls as well.
Yeah, so you have a 200-pound payload long haul that you could add a 500-pound payload trailer to and come up with a 700-pound cargo vehicle.
So you must have thighs of steel, all of you.
Well, that's not a requirement. You don't need to be an athlete. You just have to be generally fit to move these loads around. And because the equipment is so good, and actually, if you're not going uphill, it's amazing how much weight you can pedal if you just start slow and develop momentum slowly.
Once you get the momentum going, it's hard to slow the momentum down.
You need to have good brakes.
It's also
that
nice
are
how cars respect you a little more when you're hauling 500 pounds.
Oh yeah, I haul kids around. I notice that I get a lot more respect with kids behind me too. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you have to. The fuel that you need to power this stuff is all goes through your mouth. So
yeah.
So PedEx has an arrangement with the various restaurants in the neighborhood, and
yeah, all the fuel that the riders consume to power these loads around is paid for by the company. There are a couple of running tabs at organic restaurants in town, and every week Pedal Express buys organic local groceries to fuel the shop, or to stock the shop here for riders.
Yeah.
And Pedal Express takes a tax deduction on that.
Oh really? So that's pre-tax money paying for your food.
Yeah.
But it's a business
fuel.
Expense. Yeah.
It's fuel. Yeah.
So that's great. So we were going to talk about so you're actually a cooperative business, which is kind of like a collective. You're all owners and workers together, and no boss really, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pedal Express is worker-owned, has been since the beginning. So there's all the decisions are made by consensus, by all the owners. And everybody has an equal share in the business. You buy one share when you become invited to join the ownership. And everybody has equal say.
A share costs what, a dollar? Or?
A share costs $750.
Oh, okay.
And then you get that share back when you leave.
I see.
When and if.
Yeah, it's a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for, what, 11 years now, right?
Yeah, 11 years. It was started in 94, the same year that the Santa Cruz Peddlers Express was started, and 2 years after the Eugene Peddlers Express was started.
So you're kind of an association of cooperatives, the three of you? Or
it's, yeah, it's not a franchise, it's a movement, is what it is. So we're only associated in our idealism and our vision.
And you're all members of the of NoBoss, the network of Bay Area worker-owned collectives. Right?
Peddle Express is. The other two are a little bit outside of the Bay Area. So
yeah, because we always have a NoBoss party on May Day. You know, I work at a collective as well, we had this May Day party once a year. We gave up our New Year's Eve for May Day.
Uh-huh.
And PedEx is always famous for doing the hayride, the bicycle hayride.
Yeah. Yeah. Human-powered hayrides always provide a really nice visual statement for what's possible outside of internal combustion and, well, outside of horses for that matter, I suppose.
Smell better.
Yeah. Smells better. Yeah. It doesn't get sick. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Well, you were gonna. Yeah, you were talking about how people find that people it's a good illustration of what can be done with pedal power transport. And Americans aren't used to seeing that.
Americans aren't used to seeing that. So every day, Pedal Express gets to blow people's minds and sort of make them think twice about their excuses for driving. You know, it's so well known that driving is toxic in so many ways, and reducing driving is good, but how do you do it? Well, Pedal Express provides a visual statement every day on how to do it. You know, it's not, you don't need to drive because you have to carry all your stuff. Mm-hmm. You can just get the proper equipment, which is a fraction of the cost of an automobile.
Yeah, even one of these expensive long hauls, how much, you know, what fraction of the cost of an automobile?
It costs between $1,500 and $2,000, depending on how you equip your long haul. But so that's a relatively low buy-in for a vehicle that allows you to carry up to 200 pounds of stuff. And how often do you need more capacity than that? Uh-huh. And maybe twice a year, and that's when car share comes in, you know?
Right.
So there's wonderful technology that facilitates driving less, and Pedal Express proves it every day.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to go for a ride with Cynthia.
Excellent.
And it was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, John.
Cynthia from Pedal Express. I'm a co-owner.
Yeah, we're going to go for a ride with Cynthia now.
And these are straps. I'm bringing all these straps because on the way back up from Emeryville, we're going to stop at Title IX, the women's sports clothing store. Their warehouse is down there. And pick up 10 boxes and bring them up to the retail store. So, how many pounds, Cynthia? 250 pounds.
So what you got there? That's a trailer. You got what kind of bike are you riding there?
A Trek 720. The just pre-touring Trek, old school.
All right. And I'm riding my usual old Soma track bike, which is what most messengers in the city would ride, but not out here in Berkeley. It's a different thing. Picking up some wind here.
The first stop will be at Sutherland's Bike Gate. You know Howard Sutherland, he makes that big book.
Uh-huh.
So we drop off their mail that I picked up at the North Berkeley Post Office.
Okay.
And then we'll go down into Emeryville and do a couple deliveries in Emeryville, some of them the city of Emeryville, and then some of them just regular clients.
Okay. I'm about to put my microphone in my wheel here. So we're going down a bicycle boulevard here.
Yep.
What's a bicycle boulevard? I just saw a big purple sign. This is a Berkeley thing here. Bikescape is usually in San Francisco, but we're in Berkeley.
Oh, okay. Well, every major road in Berkeley has a road next to it running parallel to it that's a bicycle boulevard. So that if you're on a bike, you can ride on the major roads, of course. But if you want a little bit less traffic and a little more space, just ride parallel to that road on the bike boulevard. And it's designated for cyclists. Cars can drive on it, but there's a lot of four-way stops, so it's kind of annoying for cars. And they'd rather ride on the arterials.
Yeah, Berkeley is really unusual that way because they seem to have channeled all the traffic into like five or six main roads.
Yeah.
And it's just a hellish place to ride a bike, but then all the other streets are great.
Yeah. And then left here.
Left here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's almost no bike lanes in Berkeley, but it doesn't seem like they're necessary with these bike boulevards.
Yeah.
So they calm the traffic enough that it actually makes it safe to ride, or safer, or more friendly, I should say.
Yeah. Do you know who did all the Beloved, who turned B Boulevard B-L-V-D into Beloved?
No, who did that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Big question around Berkeley. Who did it?
I have my theories.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to say on the podcast.
I know a couple of vandal-type people that would do something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it does sound like his style.
Jason Meggs says he doesn't know.
Oh, okay. That's who I was guessing.
I thought he was my friend.
It's funny, yeah, that's the first name you think of, too.
Yeah.
So you go out on a route every morning, every afternoon around 1 o'clock, and you basically do a big loop and pick things up, drop them off.
It's not me every day, but someone from Pell Express does the Emeryville loop. Uh-huh. I just did finish with the North Berkeley part of it, and then at 1 we go down to Emeryville until about 3:30.
Huh.
So we have, most of our work is scheduled, so we know what's going to come and when. The rest, about 10%, is on call. So people call, like this morning, Title IX called and said, hey, we need 250 pounds delivered, can you guys do it? Last week it was 950 pounds, you never really know.
No pickups at Inkworks today, huh?
Not yet, we'll see.
We're riding two abreast and we only had one impatient driver so far. You feel like you get more respect on because you have a trailer from drivers?
I don't know about that. Maybe they don't want their paint scraped, so they move out of the way a little bit more. When it's loaded, like when there's lots of boxes on it, then I get a lot of hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Like cheers, which I like, cheers.
Cheers,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, like woohoo!
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yay! You know, like, you're getting on a bike, woohoo! Especially when it's piled way high up. That's always fun.
Yeah, I once borrowed a fresh air trailer and hauled a huge bookcase across town, across San Francisco, up San Jose Avenue.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of cheers, too.
It's
great.
It's fun. Everybody's always astounded. You can carry that much on a bike? No way!
Yeah, so you're making a political statement in your work.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that fact is never lost on you? You're always reminded of that? Or does it just become kind of... How long have you been doing this now?
2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think about the fact that I'm not using oil to transport things, and that's really great. But I also just like being outside all day and moving around. And so I don't think about it politically all the time.
Have you ever been a messenger in the city?
Yeah, when I first came down here, I was. That was my first job.
Who did you work for?
Go.
Go?
Go, yeah. They were awful.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think they're in business anymore.
I never heard of them.
No. My paychecks were never what they should be.
Left turn in Denverville? This is 7th Street where Inkworks is. It's just this terrible street.
It is.
They just modernized it, adding another lane to it. And guess what? The other lane filled up with cars also.
Yeah.
We're crossing 8 lanes of traffic here, or it feels like it. Ashby and 7th here. Cars backed up everywhere. It's hard to track stand and record a podcast at the same time. making a left turn into Thai decor. Bunch of little small businesses here. The Ohlone Fish Company, Thai decor.
So this is Sutherland's.
Sutherland's.
Sutherland's bike aid, yep.
I'm just gonna drop off this mail.
Okay. Oh, it's a small letterpress shop.
Yep.
Oh, printers. I need to check in on this place sometime.
Yeah.
So, tell me what's it got to do with bicycles? They do.
They make a big book full of all the bike parts.
Oh.
Like, I don't see it over there. Maybe those big Sutherland's binders are it.
Oh, okay. But they got old small presses.
So here's now we'll go.
Well, I have to get going back to work, unfortunately.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I want you to tell me, and this is fun, isn't it? But I know this is great. The thing about podcasting, I get to go out and meet people and get out of that dark, dank shop I work in.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been in Inkworks before.
I have.
Yes, it's dark.
That's good you got out.
Yeah.
So the city, you want me to tell you what I think about the city of Berkeley?
Yeah. So
okay. They've been using us for about 10 years to deliver their inner office mail. There's a lot of departments of Berkeley located around the whole city. And they spend between $20,000 and $25,000 to have us do that. Now they want to do that in-house, having somebody drive a truck to deliver it. Short term, it would be cheaper for them in terms of they're having somebody in-house do it, so they're not outsourcing it. And the truck they just purchased for $50,000-some-odd, so it already exists.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm sure they could find another use for it.
I know. So the way they're looking at it is very short-term savings rather than long-term environmental benefit of using Pedal Express and supporting a cooperative, both of which.
And an Alameda County green business, too.
Right,
Certified green business.
Certified green business.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, probably this December we're going to have to put up our fight again and try and see if they'll keep us. And it seems to just keep coming up. They try and cut us. We try and get back. There's a lot of commissioners, City of Berkeley commissioners, who are very staunch supporters of Pedal Express. Chris Worthington.
What are the names? Yeah, Chris Worthington. Who else?
And
Linda Mayo, maybe?
Linda Mayo.
Yeah.
And then there's one more. Diana.
We'll find out when the time comes.
Yeah.
Bikescape will send out an alert.
Yeah, and so the mayor is kind of not super strongly for us, not really against either, just wants to do his cheapest.
Right.
So we're hoping that they'll keep us because we think... Well, first of all, we offer really good and reliable service, but also we think, why wouldn't the City of Berkeley support such a great green business when they would even be using a truck otherwise? It would create more traffic, more congestion, more pollution. So that's what I think.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I wish I could ride all day with you.
Me too. It's more fun to do it with somebody.
Okay. Well, I'll go for a ride with you without the podcast.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Cynthia.
Hey, nice. Look.
Oh, yeah, these are nice, aren't they?
Yeah, mine are slightly.
Let me feel yours.
Oh, I found this one on the street.
This used to be thicker.
Yeah.
We're comparing gloves here.
Okay, well, I'm off to get 250 pounds.
And there she goes down the road, off to Title IX to pick up a huge pile of clothing and bring it out all the way across town. And just another day in the life of a PedEx driver. What she was talking about with the City of Berkeley, I wanted to fill in the blanks there. There was a point a few months ago where the City of Berkeley tried to end their contract and pretty near crippled Pedal Express for a little while there. They would have had to do some layoffs or whatever. It's kind of hard to do that in a co-op. But they called their friends, and they do have lots of friends, people who really love them in Berkeley. They're an institution there, and they pack City Hall and... They managed to keep things going for another year, so we'll keep you apprised of whatever the situations evolve around that. So we may have to send some letters. All right, what else is happening? Let's find some music to play first. How about a little roller derby music? There we go. Hold on. There we go. All right. There's a Velo swap just around the corner, according to the SFBC here. The Bike Coalition's newsletter tells me that there's great deals on bikes, bicycle parts, and accessories October 29th in the heart of the South of Market area on Saturday. October 29th, free valet bike parking. It's being run by the Bike Coalition, I guess. They need volunteers to help out, and it'll be a great place to go to find parts and maybe that beautiful little cheap bike you've always wanted that you never thought you could own. Let's see. Bank a Cycler Outreach Program. You can learn about that yourselves. Let's see. Kind of moving along slowly here. They are looking for winter rec rides. December 5th through January 6th, Tubular Times. The Tube Times is in the works. They're looking for a few good rides. What's your favorite city spot for the holidays? Do you have a favorite New Year's ride? Do you want some company? Killer Hills and Easy Cruises are all welcome. So that's another thing that's happening. Looking for... upcoming events. They are going to be doing a traffic calming kickoff in the Inner Sunset area of San Francisco, 6 p.m. at the Park Police Station Community Room, 1899 Waller Street. This is going to be happening on the October 18th seems to have already passed, so this is what happens when I don't prepare for this show. But keep an eye on that. That is going to be something that's going to be ongoing in San Francisco. What else is going on? The Noe Valley Harvest Festival, the Family Festival, that was yesterday. Okay, that's San Francisco. One other big thing that's happening in San Francisco, and I know it's in the future, I plan on being there, November 11th, also my son's birthday. I might have to be there late into the evening after he's gone to bed. But the San Francisco Bicycle Ballet is going to be there, and hopefully Bicescape will be carrying the show too, for those of you who don't live in the city. But it's going to be at the Dog Patch Saloon, 2496 3rd Street. Let's cut that music there. You'll hear that later. This is the Disorganized Bikescape show this week. It's late. I need to go to bed. It's a work night, too. So, yeah, the Dog Patch Saloon, 2496 3rd Street at 22nd, 7 p.m. till midnight. They're going to have barbecue. They're going to have bands, Gillamoffrey Orchestra, The Spoke Tones, Jimbo Trout, The Decibels, Piss and Vinegar, Corriente Peligroso, Molten Grog, catering. It's going to be catered by What's in My Mouth, which sounds pretty darn appetizing. And the whole thing, it's a great deal, $8. You get to go listen to some bands, eat some food, go for a walk with a bunch of people, a bunch of interesting people, usually a walking band following you along. Go to this great overpass. You look over the top of the overpass, and it's like watching a Busby Berkeley show on bikes down below. It's really great. If you live in San Francisco, it's one of those little treats that happens every year. Don't miss it. It only happens once a year. And that's it for San Francisco. Check it out, though. That's going to be great. And I'd love to meet anybody who shows up there. New York City. What have we got? This is also an old one, October 19th, October 20th. This time I'll look before I talk. They are starting to do midnight. This is already passed, but Midnight Riders is something they do in L.A., and it's more popular than Critical Mass. They get, 6,000 people show up on a Saturday night to go riding around L.A., and it's been so good in L.A. that they're trying it in New York, too. So check that out. It just happened October 22nd, but there'll be more. And let's see, the Halloween Critical Mass is coming up Friday, October 28th, both in San Francisco and New York and wherever you live. Check it out. Get dressed up. It's the premier Critical Mass, the high point of the year. Check it out. The Riverside Ride, Saturday, October 29th at 10 p.m., Columbus Circle, entrance to Central Park. And there's bike games, the Foot Down Fiesta Part 2. That's going to be Wednesday. Well, that one's over, so we'll skip that one. Movie night, that one's over too. Got to get myself a new schedule. Okay, well, that's it for Bikescape for this week. Sorry, not the greatest calendar this week, but lots of stuff happening in your town. Check out your local bike coalition, your email list. Get out there and participate. And here is a final song. Thanks again to Gladwin out there in the South Bay for turning me on to David Rovix. Parking lots and strip malls.
Well, paper cups are fun and plastic forks are cool. I like to be on the move when I eat my gruel. Don't get me wrong, disposable diapers are really great, but my favorite feature of these United States are parking lots and strip malls. Parking lots and strip malls. Get rid of those trees let in the light of day, and those condos spread out so far and wide, but nothing beats parking lots, strip malls, and the ocean tide. Parking lots and strip malls, parking lots and strip malls. The world needs more parking lots and strip malls. Factories making useful stuff, and I go to the Cineplex when life is